What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed, and you're listening to the Rare Breed Theory. All my diehard listeners, hit that like button. Let's get into the video.
Unpopular opinion. Stop telling women on the internet how beautiful they are and go say it to your wife.
Hey, babe, just want to let you know that women on the internet are beautiful.
Okay, a few things I want to touch on. First off, guys should stop telling women on the internet how beautiful they are. I mean, they got enough guys doing that all day, every day. As far as telling your wife that, if she earned it, if she being a good woman, taking care of your kids, keeping your house clean, taking care of your sexual needs, then yeah, you could throw her a bone, throw her a little compliment from time to time, because she earned it. That's the difference between her and the bitches on the internet. But I do want to say respectable men don't do TikToks, even playful ones, where their wives are assaulting them. I just want to throw that out there. Before we continue with the video, did you know you're only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join the Rare Breed regime for $5 a month via Patreon, link below. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. Subscribe to my mailing list and other platforms, links below. Subscribe and hit the like button so you get notified when I drop a new video. And this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and this channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is, just make sure you keep it clean and speaking cold. Last thing you could do is watch this video to the end, or at the very least, halfway through. Now let's get back into the video.
I'm a feminist too. That's good. I love natural girls. Like, you shouldn't have to change anything, not even for a man.
Exactly. Like, I don't even shave my legs. What was that?
Yeah, I just threw up, swallowed dead quick.
Are you okay?
Yeah, my mum, she just texted and she, like, just said the dog ate my cat and I just need to... She's, like, my mum's in a coma. I gotta go.
What is it truly like to be a man in today's society? What are the difficulties?
Let's see. There's no point in getting married anymore because divorce is basically incentivized. Why would an aging woman who's losing her sexual market value want to be with a man when she could just take his money? And his children. And his house. You can't be sexual at all to women anymore, or else you might get canceled. Everyone believes women when they make false allegations. And even if they're proven to be not true, your reputation is still damaged for life. A woman with buyer's remorse can basically just... make false claims or exaggerated claims about you and your...
Okay, yeah, we all know this. That's why so many guys are going MGTOW and taking the red pill. I want to touch on a topic that's kind of unrelated to this TikTok. Women don't actually enjoy the rooster carousel. They just get stuck on it. They're actually pursuing relationships with these top-tier alpha bad boy guys. But those guys always get what they want and then kick them to the curb. Meanwhile, inbox full of nice guys trying to actually be a good man to him and provide a good, stable life for him. But they like, nah, because that's the ultimate consolation prize. They like, nah, I'll wait out for one of the bad boys to just eventually wake up and get the stick out of his ass and, you know, get his head out of his ass and finally wife me up, which never happens. But a lot of women rather die alone than settle for a nice man. And I also want to point out what AD pointed out, Austria D, one of my favorite red pill YouTubers, look him up. He says... people don't realize that when we say bad boys, we're not just talking about criminals. There's bad boy race car drivers, bad boy accountants, bad boy CEOs. We're not just talking about the stereotypical guy you think of when you think of bad boy.
Flexibility check. Touch your toes. High kick. Grab your leg. Do the splits!
Not a question. Where the hell are some of y'all getting all this money? Where's it coming from? Y'all have extensions.
This girl's stitches were turned off, but she goes on to say she doesn't know how girls are getting their nails done, going out, all these things. She understands that some of it is free, but like, how are you affording all of that? Me and my boyfriend talk about this all the time. Credit card debt. I think so many people within our generation are living in credit card debt. Because sure, there are influencers that get some things free. But like she said, not everything's free all the time. And the majority of the people on your Instagram feed are not influencers. They're your friends. They're people that you went to high school, college with. And I do a lot of these things that this girl was talking about. Like, I get my nails done, I go to the dermatologist, I go out to drinks, go on vacation. I afford this through a lot of teamwork, privilege, and I worked really hard and have a great job now. And I do not know how everybody is affording this. Like, I afford it, but it's not like I'm just like blowing the money, you know? And I understand some people are probably in a similar financial situation than me, but I know not everybody is. And I also understand parents' money exists, but the majority of it, I really think is credit card debt.
Okay, let's go back. This woman isn't a beauty pageant winner. Let's just say that. But when women aren't physically attractive, they usually end up winning in the dating world more often than the beautiful women. And what is winning in the dating world for a woman? Getting married to a decent guy, having a family, and having a decent life. Now, since she's not that pretty, she probably didn't feel like she deserved a top 10 guy or top 5% guy. So she was probably grateful for the average Joe that came up and tried to talk to her. And she's probably happy in a relationship and probably going to live a happy, fulfilling life. Just wanted to point that out.
This video is for all the perverts on TikTok. If you're not one of them, keep scrolling. They gone? Cool. So if you beat off to my videos, can you send me at least $5? I mean, I get you off. It's only fair.
Sickening. Oh yeah, it's all fun and games. When you're young, you hot, you could just get another guy. You don't have to settle for the nice guys who asking how your day was. You can keep fucking the guys who don't give a damn how your day was and keep getting played by them. Because it's all fun while you're young. But then you'll be crying on TikTok, mad at all the fake, immature men who aren't wifing you up. We've seen this show so many times before. I think she actually looks worse with the makeup on, shockingly. The makeup actually didn't help. She looks like a fucking alien. In this case, I think it's going to be hard to trick men, because even a dumbass guy can see, like, she has on 30,000 pounds of makeup on.
Triple digit. Sir, I'm 25 years old and I sleep with Disney characters and I make TikToks in my free time. So don't give me those rookie numbers.
Exactly. Yeah, here's the thing. When women are young and hot, they can have a bad attitude. And if a guy got a problem with it, she'll just go to the next guy. And the next guy, and the next guy, until her time start running out. And she approaching that wall. But by that time, she'll be stuck in her ways, and she'll never have a successful relationship. She'll look back and regret the time she walked out on probably a decent guy because he said, fix your attitude. Women would rather just go to another cock than do the work to become a decent woman.
Yeah, we live in a world that makes fun of guys who cry, but 80% of suicides are guys.
Okay, this one is for dudes. And this is a perfect example why feminism is beneficial for men. All of you think feminism is hating men. It's not. It's about taking down patriarchy and its oppressive norms. Even though men are the ones who benefit from patriarchy the most, they're still victims.
Women love patriarchy. The asshole guys that they fuck all the time, they carry themselves as if they are patriarchs. And they stay deep-throating those guys. So don't listen to women talking about, oh, I hate the patriarchy. The most toxic guys are the ones they fuck the most.